It's Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we get our weekly dose of congressional news from Capitol Hill with USA Today's politics and Congress editor Paul Singer.
But first, new numbers show that the American middle class no longer holds the lead for overall prosperity compared to other middle-income earners around the world.
The data were collected over the course of 35 years in an international study. They suggest that American middle and low-income households are suffering from the effects of rising income inequality.
Arthur Delaney joins us to explain what's happening. He's a reporter for Huffington Post covering unemployment and economic issues. Arthur, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the American middle class has been the most affluent in the world compared to those of its peers. What's changed?
Well, part of it is really just that other countries are catching up. The United States has been way ahead, partly because for a long time, the United States spent a lot more than other countries on public education for the past century. And so other countries, Canada, are now catching up, and we see that reflected in literacy and other skills that can be tested. But other parts of it are just that companies in the U.S. don't pay their workers as much, and our safety net is not as robust. So less money is being taxed from the rich and given to the middle class and the poor.
And contrast that to some of the countries who are catching up with us. What's happening there?
Well, you've got more robust social insurance programs that pay for things like retirement benefits and unemployment benefits that boost middle class income. So when people lose their jobs here, their income immediately shoots down and they can eventually be shunted out of the labor market altogether. In other countries, unemployment insurance lasts longer. The benefits are more generous. Other differences that I think are real interesting, in other countries, workers get a lot more paid time off for vacation, time off for things like maternity and paternity leave. And the United States is really kind of backward in that respect.
Now, this is being viewed through the lens of income inequality that, for instance, the per capita gross domestic product is still doing pretty well, and yet the middle class and the lower class, the poor, aren't seeing it. Can you explain what's happening there?
Right. This is controversial and it's complicated, but essentially the idea is these other countries are able to catch up to the U.S. even though our per capita GDP growth is so strong, because instead of broadly distributing the growth in the form of higher wages for working people, rich people, CEOs and loafers who inherited a lot of money, are siphoning up most of the growth. And we are taxing them at a lower rate than you see in other countries. And with less tax revenue, there's less of the money being redistributed. And that's one of the suggestions that the Times put forward in its analysis. And I think it's a pretty persuasive one.
Who's on top now?
Well, we're still on top in terms of the top percentile, but what they're highlighting is that Canada has caught up in the very middle and may have even surpassed the U.S., but the data go back only to 2010.
And one of the things that you touched on earlier was education, and that seems to be an area where other countries are catching up and younger Americans are declining in terms of the amount of education they're getting. Can you break that down for us?
Right. Well, people are familiar with the idea that the United States historically has been a little stingy with its welfare state spending. But if you include education in that, over the past 100 years, we really were a leader. And that, I think, explains a lot about why we had so much more growth. And what's really happening is other countries are catching up. And we've got a lot of different things happening, particularly with higher education. Fewer people reaping the benefits of post-secondary degrees.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the poor. We've been talking about the middle class. What happens when you look at people who are considered poor in America?
Well, they're doing even worse. I mean, we always focus on the middle class, and we lament the fact that Canada is going to take the top spot in that respect. But other countries had already surpassed us, according to this analysis, and that really reflects the low wages that people earn at low-skill jobs. And a colleague of mine, Dave Jamison, did a great story this week about how the worker-to-CEO pay gap in the fast food industry is about 1,000%. That's the ratio of what CEOs make compared to their workers, 1,000% more. So we really don't reward low-skill work. And then the safety net benefits we do provide are a good deal stingier than what's available in some of these other countries.
Now, I want to go back and clarify something you said earlier. You said that the United States was on top. Now, you were referring there to the per capita GDP, right? But in terms of middle class...
Right, and also in the tippy top 95th percentile, our rich people are still the richest rich people.
But our middle class, no longer.
Our middle class, it looks... What they're saying is we're now tied with Canada, and Canada looking like it's likely to surpass us as they continue collecting this data. And then if you go further down the income scale to the 5th, 10th, and 20th percentiles, other countries have already done so, for instance, Norway and Germany.
Now, Europe has had an economic downturn in recent years, countries like Greece, for instance. How is that looking as compared to the United States?
Well, we're doing better than countries like Greece and other places where austerity really took hold. I mean, austerity starting in 2010, the policy of retrenching extra spending and cutting back on government deficit spending. But we didn't cut back as hard as some of these Western Europe countries. And so we're not doing as badly in that respect. But those countries are still suffering from the Great Recession.
Now, the United States has long had the most affluent middle class, going back more than a decade. I'm not sure how long it goes back, but how significant is it that this is no longer true?
It may have more psychological significance than real economic meaning. You know, we would prefer for USA to be number one at all times and all things, but, you know, it's not a zero-sum game. If some other country is doing well, that doesn't automatically subtract money from U.S. citizens or anything like that. But I'm sure everyone would prefer for the U.S. middle class to stay on top in these charts.
So psychologically taking a toll, but what about just as a bellwether of anything happening? Does it just represent a blip, or is it something that could be a continuing trend?
I think it's part of an ongoing trend that's reflected in all sorts of ways where, you know, middle class incomes are sort of stagnating right now. We haven't seen median middle class incomes go up at all in the U.S. in the past several years, while more and more money is going to the richest 0.1%. So it's a serious concern for policymakers looking at things like how do we fix our educational system, how should we change our tax code, et cetera.
Now, in terms of the things that trouble people, that keep people up at night when they're worried about money, they're worried about the economy, things like paying for college, do other countries, our peers in this scenario, do they share those same concerns?
I think people in most of these countries share a lot of the same concerns. The sense that you get from the Times story when they looked at poll data in all these different countries is that there's a little bit more gloom here among the middle class right now, more of a sense among people with middle income jobs that things are just sort of flat, and they've been more affected by job loss, and they know more people have been badly affected by job loss than some of their middle class peers in other countries.
Arthur, thanks a lot for coming on and talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Arthur Delaney, a reporter for Huffington Post, explaining new numbers showing that American prosperity has dwindled for the middle class over the past three decades.